Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Vatican in Rome, Italy. Pope Francis will visit Ur of the Chaldees and Babylon in order to unite religions into a one-world religion. That's the headline. Mike Gendron comes to the broadcast table to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Pope Francis is on the road again. He's going into a portion of modern-day Iraq to a place called Ur of the Chaldees, the birthplace of Abraham, the patriarch. Quite an interesting archaeological site.
Yes, it is. In fact, it's often considered an ancient site of child sacrifices. And of course, the focus of his trip is to bring harmony between religious groups. And some of them are very well known. We've got the Muslims and the Catholics that are seeking unity, but there's also some smaller religious groups. I think what the Pope is attempting to do is find religious unity among all monotheistic religions. The Pope has chosen this site to visit. I'm wondering now if his next visit might be an interreligious prayer meeting in the land of Shinar, where the sons of men built the Tower of Babel into the heavens. That seems like an appropriate site to have religious unity, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. That would be the city of Babylon. And it's not too far away from Ur of the Chaldees, all in the nation of Iraq. You know, it seems to me the Pope's taking this show on the road. However, Mike, I've got to say it still smells much like Revelation 17.
Well, we know from Revelation 13 and 17 that there will be two men that will unite the world. There will be a false Messiah, a false prophet, and he will unite the world in a global religion that will worship the other figure, which is referred to as the Antichrist or the man of lawlessness. And so these two men together will usher in a time of peace and prosperity. And it's really interesting, Jimmy, if you study Catholic eschatology, they really believe that there will be a Catholic pope and a Catholic patriarch that will come together to fulfill prophecy.
Mike Gendron with the details behind the Middle East visit by Pope Francis in a trip to bring together a one-world religion. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Mike's report reveals how Pope Francis is traveling the world to put together a one-world religion as foretold in Revelation chapter 17. This one-world religion will be headquartered in Rome, Italy, Revelation chapter 17 and verse 9, and be led by the Antichrist, mentioned as the beast, used 9 times in Revelation chapter 17. That stage is set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...